Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Another episode of Let's Talk Smoke right here. Chris Chadwick in the house, ready to let the smoke roll tonight. We're going to get hog wild and have a big time. We're going to talk barbecue. That is the word. That's what we talk here. Anything, everything, barbecue. It's all good in the barbecue hood. Right now, it's time to let the smoke roll. We're going to talk. I'm waiting for some callers. We've got the number to call us, 347-202-0263. We're expecting several guys calling in this evening. We're going to talk a little Q, talk a little chicken, talk a little brisket, talk a little pork. We want to talk it up tonight, especially. We want to throw out some hints, some helpful suggestions. We've got competitions this weekend all over the country. If you've got an event, we'd love to hear about it. Right here, right now, 347-202-0263. As always, we've got to give a big shout-out to all our barbecue people that's listening in, our friends from far to near, all our guys that support barbecue like we do. This is what we do. We support barbecue, everybody in it. And like I say, it's all good in the barbecue hood. I mean it. We're here to support you, your event, your team. Get you out there, possibly have sponsors present. We've got sponsors that call in, listen in all the time. You know, you never know who they're looking for or what they're looking for and what region they're after. So, guys, y'all come in, represent yourself. Give us a big shout-out right here on the Chris Chadwick Show. We'd love to have you. You know, we've been talking barbecue a long time, and we're going to keep talking as long as they let us. We just have a good time. Like I say, we'd like to talk barbecue. We'd like to represent you. We'd like to promote barbecue. Bottom line, that's what it's all about, guys. Before we get any callers in queue, before we get any topics going, I've got to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors, man. I tell you what, I'm so thankful to have the sponsors I have. They've helped me out. Whatever they do, if you know a sponsor that sponsors your team, if you have a sponsor that sponsors your team, or you know of a sponsor that sponsors another team, and you personally know them, give them a big shout-out, a shake, a handshake, a pat on the back, and tell them thank you for helping us represent barbecue, helping each one of our barbecue brothers and sisters support the sport. You know, it's very important. We've got a lot of products out there that's available to all these competitions. You know, we've got guys kicking out their heart and soul and putting it in a bottle, putting it in a shaker, and trying to make a living. Guys, and that's what it's all about. We all need to make a living. We all want to support barbecue. We want it to support us. If we can help, we want to do it. And, you know, that's just old-fashioned values. That's old-fashioned business. And that's what a lot of barbecue values are based on old-fashioned values. And we've got a great, great world of barbecue people across the nation, and it's very important to, you know, just to keep that spirit alive, keep that tradition going. You know, if you're traveling out, I was talking to Mo Cason not long ago. You know, he was in Texas. His truck broke down. You know, he was stuck. He was on the side of the road, basically. He sent it out on Facebook in the barbecue community, you know, and then somebody came and picked his truck up, fixed his truck, come and got him, pulled his pit, took care of him. You know, and it could have been Mo Cason, it could have been me, it could have been you. Wherever we're at and something like that happens, we give a big shout out, and somebody's going to know somebody that's going to help you and honestly help you because they want to. And, you know, that's very important. You know, I just can't instill the value of what we have here into a lot of people, but I'm telling you, we just have some great, great people across this country that's involved in barbecue, and they're going to bend over backwards to help you, and that's very important. That's special. That's special to me. I guarantee, you know, it means a lot, because in this old day and time, this old world's pretty hard, and when you have somebody, a stranger, come up to you, shake your hand, and willing to help you simply because you're a barbecue brother or sister, man, that's very special. So, you know, I think about that all the time, and I work every day, an everyday job, but barbecue is a way of life for me, and we have so many great friends. I'm telling you, it's just amazing the friends we have all over the country, barbecue's taken me everywhere. It's taken me places I never thought I would go and meet special people. And it's just, like I say, it's special. And, you know, if you're out there listening, you know what I'm talking about. That's just all kidding aside. It's very special. It's a very special world we have, the barbecue community. And I'm proud to be a part of it. Right here, this show right here is all for you guys. I'm telling you, I invite you all to call in. Just give us a shout-out. You don't have to talk 10 minutes. You don't have to talk 5. Just call in and say, hey, what's up? You know, we're smoking it out right here, wherever you're at. It doesn't matter. Just call in 347-202-0263, and we will have a great time. I promise you, I'm not going to say anything to ever try to embarrass anybody. We do cut up and have fun, but, you know, it's here for you. This is your show. This is a people show. And, you know, I just don't know how to say it any other way. I just encourage everybody to call, everybody to be participate. You know, I work every day. It's hard to schedule a lot of these shows. You know, when we talk barbecue, a lot of people say, what in the world do you talk barbecue to for 2 hours? And what do you talk about for 2 hours on a barbecue show? And you do it every week? And I said, yep, I have for over a year. And we just have a great time. And I try to keep it fresh. Sometimes it gets old. It might get boring. But I don't want that. I want to keep it fresh. I want to keep you calling in, keep you listening in. I want you to be a part of the show. If you've got ideas, I want you to call in and give them to me. I want you to send me a message right there on Facebook. You can get in touch with me, Chris Chadwick, right here on Facebook. Friend me. Send me a friend request. Send me a private message on my wall. It does not matter. You can also get in touch with me. Email me at hogcountycookers@yahoo.com. You know, I've got Hog County Cookers. I've got the Let the Smoke Roll Facebook group for the radio page. We've got several different ways. Just if you need me, holler at me. If I can help, I'll be more than glad to. That's what it's all about, and that's what we try to do. I got to give a shout-out, guys, to all my sponsors. I mean, I'm so thankful to have the sponsors I have. It's a truly blessing to have them. You know, Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Darryl Mast, big supporter of me, has helped me out tremendously. Set me on my way and helped me, pointed me in the right direction, and it's helped me tremendously, and I just greatly, greatly appreciate Darryl Mast and Barbecue Superstars. He is the barbecue media. He is the Food Network of barbecue. Get in touch with him. He'll get you out there. He's got BSTN. It's a crazy, wild way to go. I mean, he's doing an awesome job. He's going to these events, traveling thousands of miles to represent barbecue and get it out there and spread the word. He's broadcasting live on BBQSuperstars.com. I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, I can't say enough about it. He will be here in Tennessee this weekend, Paris, Tennessee. BSTN will be at the Tennessee Barbecue Association's first championship of champions. I can't wait to have him here. He's going to be covering all the action live. He's going to have it broadcast on BBQSuperstars.com. He'll be interviewing teams, commentating, introducing teams at the TBA banquet that evening. It's going to be great. Proud to have him, and I got to give Darryl Mast a big shout-out. Go to his page, go to BBQSuperstars.com, check it out because it is full of all types of information. I just can't say enough. You know, it's just a blessing to have him and be a part of the Barbecue Superstars community. Got to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors, Frontier Charcoal. They have got a dynamite lump charcoal. I'm running my big pit on Frontier Charcoal, and it runs my pit. A bag of charcoal keep my pit, which my pit is not efficient. It is an offset stick burner custom built by me. It's not efficient, but I can put a bag of Frontier lump charcoal in that and run it between 250 and 300 degrees for 3.5 to 4 hours tops, and that is efficient for me, especially for my big pit. I mean, that Frontier lump, it's oak lump charcoal. It burns efficient. It's clean. It's got a good smoke to it. I recommend it, Frontier Lump Charcoal. Give them a check it out. It's in Lowe's across the nation. Frontier.com, FrontierCharcoal.com. Also, got to give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. Guys, if you've ever thought about looking at a pellet cooker, Green Mountain Grills has several models to choose from. One to fit your cook. It's a definite advantage to your barbecue arsenal. I mean, it is there, and it will be an asset, let me tell you. I use a Daniel Boone. They've got a Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie. They've got a big pig rig on a trailer. It's just, like I say, they've got three different styles, pellets, sauces, rubs, you name it. They've got accessories. If you're thinking about purchasing a Green Mountain Grill and you do purchase one, send them an email, mention my name, tell them you heard it on Chadwick's show. Just mention Chadwick, you get a free Green Mountain Grill cover. I mean, all you got to do is mention my name. So that's a little promo code that goes out every week. Just mention Chadwick, and it's a free grill cover fitted for Green Mountain Grill. So I'm trying to spread the word. Help them, help you, get you something out of it, you know, other than a dynamite pellet cooker cover to go with it. I've got several rubs and sauces out there that they've just been so supportive of me, and they're all great products in their own. They have just won competitions after competitions. Blues Hog barbecue sauce. It's if you've never tried it, you need to try Blues Hog barbecue sauce. Mr. Bill Arnold, fine fella, he's got a dynamite sauce. It's a huge competition sauce. Junior's Rub for Grub, Junior Riss, he has got a fantastic Texas-style rub that will set your chicken on fire. Definitely give you a call. I mean, it does do the trick. It's a good flavor, good heat, good salt. I've got to give Cook Shack, cookshack.com, got to give them a big shout-out just for helping me out, sending me a little of this, sending me a little of that to try. They've got some awesome products. They've got pellet cookers. They've got everything you need right there at cookshack.com. Of course, give Grill Great a shout-out. Brad Barrett, got an awesome product right there. MeatRake.com, Maverick Industries, they have some awesome instruments, temperature thermometers, probes. They've got some great tools there at MaverickHousewares.com. Check them out. I've got to give a big shout-out to Country Boy Wood Pellets. Man, I have got some fire hickory smoke pellets now for the Green Mountain Grill. I'm telling you, they have come on board and just helped me tremendously. They have got an awesome product, Country Boy Wood Pellets. Check them out on Facebook. If you can't get in touch with them, get in touch with me, and I can definitely hook you up. I'm telling you, I used them today on a practice run on chicken, and I'm telling you, it had the flavor, it had the traditional old-style hickory pit, and I cooked it on a pellet cooker and with hickory pellets, and they were fine. Country Boy Wood Pellets, excellent products. Also, one of my new sauces, Daigle's. The barbecue sauce, Daigle's, has a complete line of gourmet sauces. Ted's company, his sauces, I mean, he's got a sauce to fit your taste, no doubt. And that is, you can go to CajunSweetAndSour.com, check that whole line out. Right there, that's Daigle's sauce. You can look them up on Facebook. Daigle's barbecue sauce, like their page. They've got, like I say, a fantastic sauce. We'll run down real quick with a Cajun sweet and sour. They've got a Cajun sweet and sour spicy. That is a fantastic sauce. If you like a little heat, it's got it. They've also got a habanero sweet rib sauce, which has got a little more heat. That is fire. A very good sauce. Also, the Cajun pecan garlic is one of my favorites. But my very, very favorite sauce of the whole line, in my taste, is the Cajun sweet applewood jalapeno. Does that not sound like some fire sauce? Now, that is good sauce, really. It's fine. He's also got a fine Louisiana hot sauce and a Cajun grilling blend. So, I mean, he's got a full line, and he does have a rub. So he's got a full line of stuff there also. You've got to give him a try. Mention Chadwick when ordering a $30 order, and you'll get 15% off your order. So, guys, just try it out. I'm telling you, it's a good product. It's fine product. All these guys have some dynamite stuff. Also got to give another shout-out to Philip Lujan of TalkTexanBarbecue.com. He has got some master injections and rubs. With that, it's dynamite. And also Sweet Smoke Q. Out of Florida, they've got a pork injection and a sauce that will blow you away. So it's a fine product. We've got to give a big shout-out to all these guys because they do have some great, great products. I'm so thankful to have them all on board, and I just welcome them and just completely appreciate everything they do for me and have done for me. I just can't say enough. So we're going to continue to let the smoke roll, get this show on the road. Let's start talking a little barbecue. We have a caller in queue. Let's get this gentleman queued in, this pit master. Let's see who we have here. See if we can get them rock and roll in here. Welcome them on. Just bear with me a minute. Let's see if we got this happening. And we will continue the show. Refresh this board. We'll take some callers in just a minute. Guys, I mentioned the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We have got a a championship cook coming up this weekend. I'm very proud to say that this is something that's taken a couple years in the making for the Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's very special to me simply because I basically come up with this idea from talking with Daryl Mast on Barbecue Superstars. I called in one evening to his show, and there was a little girl named Audrey Evans on there talking about the GBA, and there was somebody talking about the FBA, and they were all talking this barbecue, and I was just amazed that all this barbecue was going on everywhere. You know, I wasn't aware of it. I didn't know it until I called in and heard it, and I called in again, and I called in again, and I started talking, and, man, it lit a fire under me, and it's kept me going ever since. And I hear them talking all this, and you know, I wanted to barbecue, and I just wanted to start something and try to make something happen. So I come up with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, real plain and simple. Started a Facebook group and had James Bronner come on board, Keith Webb come on board. So that was 1, 2, and 3. And with that, it was 3 of us, and we started talking Tennessee Barbecue Association and started saying, hey, we're cooks, trying to come up with a cook for the cooks. It grew from there. And we've started the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We have a website up, www.tbabbq.com. And we've got several guys in it that are great cooks, KCBS cooks, MBN cooks. And it's just turned into something really nice. And we're having a fine cook-off here. We're having a championship of champions cook. And it is just, it's going to be nice. It's going to be held this weekend. We have it at Fairgrounds, Henry County, Tennessee, right there in Paris. We've got several local businesses. We've got the Chamber of Commerce involved. We have the Fair Board involved. I'm telling you, it's just a great feeling to have all these guys behind you believing in what you do. We've got some great cooks coming in from 4 states to cook this competition. It's going to be a 20 to 30 team cook. We will have ESPN live there talking barbecue, covering the whole event, interviewing teams, just covering the whole thing, shooting it live right there on BarbecueSuperstars.com. You can watch our event live Friday and Saturday on your laptop, on your desktop. You can watch it from your cell phone, QSuperstars.com. You can watch all the action as it goes down. We're excited to have him. You think how exciting a barbecue contest can be? Well, you're in a barbecue contest. You know how much fun you can have and what's going on there. So you definitely want to tune in to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Watch ESPN live. Cover the event. We're going to have a great time. A lot of great people involved, and I'm excited, super excited to have everybody come in. And that, I mean, it was all from a phone call and a thought and just something that we started. So, I'm proud to say that Tennessee Barbecue Association, we're new, we're young, we're rolling, we're trying to make things happen. The goodie bags are going to be phenomenal. We've got Frontier Charcoal going away in a goodie bag, 20-pound bags of charcoal going out. We're going to have sauces going out from Daigle's barbecue sauce. We've got several other sauces, Harold's Hogwash. We've got, out of Tennessee, a world championship award-winning sauce. We've got Dirty South barbecue sauce going in our goodie bags. We'll have T-shirts in our goodie bags. We'll have a lot of information, a lot of little things from the local merchants. I mean, we're going to have an awesome goodie bag at a competition, and we're paying out 3 places, 4 categories, a grand championship, a reserve grand. We've got Nolan's Custom Smokers right there out of Missouri that has made us some dynamite grand champion, reserve grand champion trophies. They are on my Facebook page. Look up Chris Chadwick and check those trophies out. They are bad to the bone, I'm telling you. They are some fine stuff. Guys, it's my webpage, my Blog Talk Studio Board. Boots back up. I'm waiting for it to come back up. I promise I'll get you on just as quick as I can. Of course, it's taking its time tonight, so just bear with me. We'll get you on. But go to my Facebook page. Look at the trophies that Nolan's Custom Smokers made. I mean, they're phenomenal. I've got to give a big shout out to Cody Archie. Did a fantastic job on them. I mean, they are fine trophies. I'm in the competition. It's this competition you had to qualify for. I qualified for it twice. We've had several other teams that qualified for it two times, a couple more than that. So we've got a lot of Tennessee Barbecue Association guys that's qualified to cook at this competition. This is, like I say, a championship of champions, and I'm going up there to give it my all. There's a complete crew of judges, the event organizers hold it, which I am part of the Tennessee Barbecue Association, and I will be cooking it, and I'm in it to win it, just like all the other guys. We're going to go let the smoke roll, have a big time, do our very best, put our best foot forward and kick it out and just make it happen. We're just looking forward to having a big time doing that. I've got to give a big shout-out to all the guys that are coming Friday. It's going down Friday, Saturday. We're going to have a great time. And just bear with me, guys. I get this board refresh, make this thing come back up. We'll make it work in a minute, guys. That's all we do. It's live radio. Whatever happens, happens, and that's how we have to do it. We just make it happen. I've got my chat room up. Got several guys in the chat room. Welcome, guys, in the chat room. What is going on in the chat room? I see Brad Cowan in the chat room. Welcome, Brad, Roy Powell, Shane Draper. Shane, I hadn't seen my man Shane in a while. Welcome, Shane. Welcome all y'all in the chat room. Now, we'll have some callers queued in just a few minutes. As soon as this wants to cooperate with me, guys, you know it's not going to be
all right,
a show
Chris,
without the board.
Chris, I got the board up, and 704-290 and 573-233, you are on the air.
Thank you, brother. Mr. D, how you doing tonight? I appreciate you covering my back. Now, I'm telling you, I've had a heck of a time trying to get this thing up, but you got my back and got us callers calling in. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How's it going this evening?
Good. This is Jonathan Upchurch with Rocky Top Barbecue.
Jonathan, welcome to the show, brother. Glad to have you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I just I've never called in. I figured this was my time. Just calling, introduce myself, and it's a great thing y'all got going on. And I know I've done an interview with Daryl before at the Blue Ridge in Tryon, but y'all are doing a great thing, man. I just want to call in and introduce myself.
Man, proud to have you, as always. That's what this show's all about, is just us good old guys, good old boys, cooking barbecue, talking barbecue, and proud to have you. You've had a lot of exciting things going on, haven't you?
Yeah, just a little bit. I've been competing for about 5 years now, and then, you know, being with the show coming up and having the opportunity to be on Pit Master, you know, I'm just getting ready for it, and you know, I couldn't be any happier when they kind of let us make the big announcement. I was pretty pumped about it, so I'm excited about all that taking place here pretty soon. It's going to be an awesome season because we had a blast. So.
Man, that's what it's all about. You know, it's just an honor to be on there, and I tell you what, I love the show. Got some great guys that's cooking on there, some great guys that's judging. You know, it's a good show, and you know it's got to be a ton of work to do something like that.
You know, and I wasn't, to not have experience like that, you know, dealing with all the cameras and everything, you go down there and you're like, man, you know, I know what I'm going to do, I got this handle, but when those cameras start rolling, it's a different ball game, and you got to be able to entertain and cook, so.
I bet it is. It's just not all cooking, is it?
Nope, not at all. So, you know, I just had to, there were a couple times I had to regroup, get myself together, but we had a blast, and had a great time with it. So, and I meant to tell you, I don't know if you've seen this. We just joined the old Frontier family. So,
wonderful.
I'm proud to be part of that.
Man, that's great. That is great. That I tell you what, I'm proud. I'm proud to be a part of that Frontier family. Also, I'm very thankful for them, and they're just supporting us. It's just way phenomenal how what they're doing. And
yeah.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be on. I just unloaded a pallet yesterday, matter of fact. They are one of our sponsors at the Championship of Champions, our Tennessee Barbecue Association cook, and we're going to be passing out Frontier charcoal to all the teams.
Yeah, they're doing, you know, their marketing program and what they're getting involved with and the barbecue community, I think, you know, they've got a a strong branding effort, and I think they're going to do a great job. It's just going to keep growing. And, you know, I'm being here in North Carolina. That's where Lowe's is based out of. And, of course, you know, with them being in Lowe's, that's great for them to get that exposure out here. And, of course, you know, Sam's and BJ's. And
right.
It's just
right.
They're doing a good thing.
They are. They really are. And they really are. And I'm proud to use it. I don't know if you were on earlier when I was talking. My pit is a beast. I'm telling you, it's not efficient. It's custom built by me. And
yep.
We definitely let the smoke roll. Big D, you can vouch for that, can't you? But
he must have jumped off.
But we burn. I've built a extra large charcoal basket for my burn box. And man,
yep.
I put a bag of that Frontier lump in there, and it will run three and a half, four hours. Keep that pit at a good 250. If I want to jack it up to three and a quarter, you know, it's going to do it. And I'm thankful for that.
Oh yeah, we got I cook on a mix in the 72, the hog cooker, and that thing's already built like a refrigerator. I mean, it's got an inch of insulation all the way around it. So I just put a bag in each. There's two fireboxes, so I run a bag in each firebox and then put wood on top of that, and I won't have to touch it for at least, you know, 4 hours or so.
Man, that's awesome.
So it's great.
It is. It really is. And you know, I just can't say enough about it. I'm just thankful to be with them and proud to be a part of their family. And we're going to represent them, keep them out there, post it, wear it out on Facebook, social media. You know, just do what we say we're going to do and represent. And and that's all they ask. You know, so I'm just proud to be a part of that.
Oh yeah. Well, good deal, man. I just wanted to call and say, hey, let me know if there's anything I can do, and everybody be watching out for Rocky Top.
I'm telling you, Rocky Top is going to be in the mix. You know what? Your episode airs when?
It'll probably, I didn't get the definite date, but I think it's the first or second week in May. Weekend in May.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, can't wait to watch, and I tell you what, it's exciting. We all have a lot of stuff to announce and get out there. We just kind of wait to see how it plays out. But it's going to be fun to watch Pitmasters. I know the season starts April 12th. Can't wait to start watching them guys. Much respect for all of y'all that get out there and do it, because it's a ton of work nobody actually knows.
And even getting down there, it got tough. We were about 30 minutes south of my house and blew a tire on the trailer. And, you know, that alone turned that into about a 13-hour trip. So it was a lot of work, but we had a great time.
I'm telling you what, it takes a lot of passion, a lot of dedication to go do something like that. And it's hard. It's work. It's hard on the soul as well as the mind and as well as the body. But you know what? You can say you went and competed and did the barbecue pit master and did yourself proud. And hey, that's you know, my hat's off, and it's awesome. I'm proud, and I'm proud that you called in. You need to call in, be part of the Q crew, keep it going. Have you got any comps lined up? You got anything in the works right now?
We've got we normally start a little bit. Well, we're starting a little bit later this year because of everything, but. We're going to start at Lexington as the barbecue capital cook-off, and we got several lined up over that. So, you know, I work full-time during the week selling paint, so I got to work around that cook schedule. But
Sure.
Anyway, but we're excited about that.
You know, what's bad is it's hard to get all our barbecue in working around work. I'm telling you. You know, it's the full-time job gets in the way of all of our fun, and
yes, sir.
But we all support the sport, and we represent. We just keep going, and that's just what we do. Now, let me ask you something. I don't want to get into it too much. I'm not going to get into it too much, but overall, you just had one awesome time going to Pitmasters. I mean, it's got to be a great experience. I know it's got to be a ton of work. Would you, you know, for all the guys out there wanting to apply that has applied and not got on the show yet, do you encourage them to apply again? I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal, really. And
yeah, I mean, it took me three auditions to get on. And finally, you know, I just said, I'm going to give this my best shot. And if I get on, I get on. If I don't, I don't. And I wanted to make sure I don't know if you saw the audition video, but I wanted to make sure that my personality and what we did was really showcased in that video, because that's what they look for. And you know, of course, you got to be able to cook and you know, cook
back
like you talk. But
yeah.
So but yeah, absolutely, it definitely apply. Everybody should don't give up, hang in there, go after it again, because they're always taking new faces. And just have fun. If you get picked, go down there. Keep in mind, it's a show, but it's still a competition, and you're going to cook just like you would a competition, and you're going to have to measure up against the best of the best. So I had to put on my big boy pants and go down there and make it happen. So
that's right. You got to work. It's a lot of work. You got to make it happen. No doubt about it. And I'm proud. Just hang around. We've got other guys that's going to be queued in. We've got other guys that's going to be with us tonight. And feel free to stay if you want to stay. We want you to stay. And
I will.
And,
my daughter, I got to put my daughter down to bed, and she just filled up a diaper. So you know how that goes. But
I do. I've been there and done that. Call back in if you get a chance after that, and join back in with us, all right?
I will, buddy. Take care.
All right, Jonathan, great to meet you, and we'll keep up with in touch with each other on Facebook, too.
Yes, sir, we will.
All right, have a good evening.
All right, T-Bud, you too.
Appreciate it. All right, have a good night. Man, that was great to have a new caller in. Proud to have Jonathan with us, Jonathan Upchurch of Rocky Top Barbecue out of North Carolina. Glad to have him, and welcome him back. You know, that's what this show's all about. Is everybody calling in to talk barbecue, 347-202-0263. Love to have you. Come on, call in. Don't be shy. It's all good right here in this barbecue hood, I guarantee it. Because we've got another caller right here, 580-478. That's Mr. Roy Powell, Saw from Sky Barbecue. Roy, you in the house with us. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not much. Just got done eating supper.
Well, was it a good thing?
It was
like
homemade.
Okay.
No, it was homemade chicken gnocchi soup. So.
Well, that sounds good. Anything homemade is always going to be good.
Oh yeah. Well, especially whenever I come home and wife had supper made and don't have to worry about it.
That's
so.
Even extra special when Mama cooks. When Mama cooks, you can come home And the way I do it, whether it's good or not, we smile and we grin and we bear it and we love it and say, thank you, baby, for cooking. And ain't that's a big old barbecue superstars. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Well, I tell you what I've been doing today. I have been at work, but I've also been at working on my chicken. I'm working on my chicken game. I really am. And, Man,
well,
I
think
what.
This weekend I'm going to cook up a couple of briskets this weekend, so I got to start getting my game face on, I guess, because we'll be in Oklahoma in, what, 2.5 weeks?
Man, that's going to come right up on you.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's a shame. Let me say this. It's a shame that you're not in Clarksville, because Rob is coming down to be guest judges at our Championship of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got several other guys coming in to be guest judges. We've got BSPN, Mr. Daryl Mass, going to be live in the house with us. He is going to be covering the event, all the action as it lays down. And it's just going to be a great show. We're going to be right there. And, if it's us and him, it's going to be great. Bottom line, we're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, it's April 11th and 12th will be our first contest there for the Red Dirt Barbecue there in my hometown. Then we come back that next weekend, and we compete in a Sam's Club event up here in Thornton, here in Colorado. So it's going to be a back-to-back weekend.
Well, that sounds exciting, Roy. I know you're ready to cut your teeth on that Jesse James cooker and get out there in amongst it. And I can't wait for you to get in there and let the smoke roll and do you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're ready. So.
That's good. That's good. You know, we had a big competition in Tupelo, went down there and had a great time. Worked hard, had a great cook, did put out some good food, really did. The judges didn't care for it as much as we did, but we had a good cook. No regrets, mm-hmm. You know. You learn from every cook regardless. And put out some phenomenal chicken, put out some brisket. Put everything we put out in this year, we really worked hard. You know, the flavors, you know, they might not have liked as well as some of the other things, but our appearances, you know, the way we put it in a box, I mean, we're getting down just basically solid nines across the board on all of our appearances. So we've got that down. Our flavor profiles, we're working real hard. Working real hard on our flavor profiles, and, you know, they were hitting pretty hard. You know, most of the judges liked them, but you get a couple that go in there and give you a six or seven or and then that mm-hmm. knocks you in the head, knocks your cook out. But
well, and you know, it's kind of, I don't know what it is, but it's been seeing a lot of, you know, good scores. Then there's been, you know, the one, two judges that score them, you know, fives, sixes. And
yep.
Been hurting a lot of teams here last few weeks. So
that's hard. You know, that's really hard. And it happens like that. I mean, you can't please everybody all the time. And when mm-hmm. you get a judge gives you a seven, an 8.75, and then the judge right beside him gives you a 9.99, and then the
yeah.
next judge gives you a 9.89, and then you
yep.
get an 8.89. You wonder what that five judge had that the other ones didn't. And
uh-huh. Yeah.
That's frustrating. But that's part of the game.
Oh, yeah. I know it is. You know, it happens to the best of us. I mean.
And you know what? What you do is you take it with stride. That's all you can do. And you just grin and bear it and
mm-hmm.
go on and go to the next one. I mean, I don't know
yeah.
what else to
yeah.
say.
Get ready for the next, you know, contest and hope you, you know, do better the next time. So.
That's right. That is exactly right. And that's what we do. I know we've got judges coming for our competition from Alabama, all over the state of Tennessee. We got several coming in. And they're going to be a wide
yeah.
variety of judges. So that makes a cook challenging. You know, you don't want to go cook, it's easy. But
yeah.
Just can't wait. You know, all fired up about this weekend. We've got some guys some great guys I'm going to meet. But I haven't had the pleasure of meeting yet, and it's going to be exciting. We've got several other things going on, but we just keep letting the smoke roll. We have a good time, and that's what we do. We've got guys in the chat room tonight. Proud to see all those in there. If you got a question, guys, chime in. I tell you what, I've got a question. You know, I want to know. You know, on chicken, this is a killer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working on chicken quite a bit, and I've got my form down. I've got my flavor. I'm trying to get my flavor really, really spot on. And, you know, you just don't know what it's going to be until you hit. But, you know, you second-guess yourself as a cook. You set it up, you do it, you get it sauced, you make it sweet. You try to give it a little touch of saltiness, some sweetness. You know, where's the heat level come into play? Do you want them to lick their lips and say, wow, you know, use some wow factor in that chicken? Do you want them to lick their lips and want to take a swig of water after they eat that chicken? Or do you just want them to take a bite of chicken and say, that's good? Now, I've always tried to go for the wow factor. And I don't
yeah.
know what hot, you know, what's the question is, how hot is hot? You know, I mean, you don't know the degree of what they're looking for. And like I say, I like mine to have a little kick. I want them to lick their lips when they take a bite of mine. Now, my question is that too hot? What do you think?
It's, you know, it comes to like everybody says, I think it comes up to that judge's preference. But how can you, you know, you've got six judges, and how can you please one judge that likes spicy stuff, then you got another judge that don't like the spicy stuff, so, you know, you're kind of caught in between. You know, you just, it, you know, maybe have a little bit, you know, with a little bit of kick, but I don't think you want to overpower it. But you want to be able to have something that's got a little bit of, you know, taste, a little bit of kick to it, you know, just to give it that little enjoyment at the end.
Right. Well, you know, I'm that old-fashioned guy that likes to lick his lips and lick his fingertips if he's eating chicken. You know, and I want a little, you know, little tingle on those lips, you know, keep an old man alive, a little tingle on the lips. And,
I know, yeah. I mean,
but I don't
you know, me personally, no, I know. Me personally, I like a little bit of heat, you know. But then again, you might have like I said, you know, you might have another judge, and I mean, he, you know, don't like the heat and can't have it or can't handle it. So
right, a good friend told me, I'm not cooking for me. I'm cooking for the judges. I'm looking for the knives, and that's right.
Yep.
And you know, I'm afraid when I make it sweet and tasty that it's not enough to get my nines. You know, I'm afraid the judges are saying, man, I wish that was more. See, don't know where it's at. You know, that's the question all us as
get
cooks have.
Come on.
Where's it at? Where's enough? Where's too much? And, you know, my two plus score on chicken was tied for 30th out of 100. And, and we had some great appearance, had some good-looking chicken, some good flavorful chicken, and it was good. But it didn't have the salt that I personally like, and it didn't have the heat I personally like.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to, you know, try to kick it up a little bit at this next competition because I don't want a 30th. I want a first. I'm just like everybody.
Well, I think that's what we all want. You know, we all want that first place, but...
Well, you know, it's just I don't know where the happy medium is. And you know what? Usually if I just grilled the chicken instead of smoked it and butter bathed it, flipped it and formed it, and I just grilled chicken thighs and put my rub and my old-fashioned sauce on it and charred that sauce up a little bit and got it sugary and sweet and a little charry, you know, that used to get me calls in chicken. And the more I've studied barbecue and doing all these techniques and got away from doing what I used to do, the less calls I get. Does that make sense?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm getting to the point that, you know, I might have to give this chicken leg idea a try, too. I've been seeing a lot of people, you know, cook chicken legs and turn them in, so... And do really good with them. So I don't know. I'm lost with words whenever it comes to chicken.
Well, I tell you what. We just, you know, I tell you what. The last time I got a first-place call in chicken is I cooked them over on the hot side of my pit under some fire because I have an indirect, direct kind of cooker, and it's not reverse flow. So when my hot box is kicking out flames and fire on the edge, near the hot box, I can char it up. And, you know, I turned my chicken in skinless and soft and caramelized, and that was the last first-place chicken call I've ever had. And since then, I've been trying to achieve that bite-through skin, the butter bath, the smoking it, and with the heat and the sweet and all these things everybody talks about. But I hadn't yet got a call on my chicken since then.
Yeah.
So... You know, and then I don't know. You know, that's just a question I'm asking as a cook that I think a lot of cooks have, you know, that ask themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we continue to cook. We want to better ourselves, but we want to try to get a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think I might try some chicken out. I might try, you know, 4-8 pieces of chicken this weekend, too. We went driving around this past weekend, and we have a natural foods grocery store up here, and they sell some really nice-looking organic, you know, chicken up here. You know, it's actually, you know, you look at the skin, it's not the yellowish color like, you know, you get with and all these other ones. And so I might try it this weekend and just keep with what I was doing, you know, last year and see how it turns out, you know, just as a practice cook on a few pieces of chicken whenever I do a couple of briskets this weekend.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I have been working on my chicken prep, and I've got to where I can cut out a chicken, and as far as scraping skin anymore, you know, those guys mm-hmm. that used to say they fillet their skin, cut the fat off the skin. I've actually started achieving that. I've done so much chicken. So I'm telling you, I slice the fat off mm-hmm. the skin. I don't scrape it anymore. And I've learned how to do that. And I'm not bragging. I'm proud of myself because it takes a lot of chicken thighs to be doing that. And how to trim one up and cut one down and make. And I had some monstrous pieces of chicken at Tupelo. I mean, you just would not believe it. It took me 3.5 hours to do, like 16, 18 pieces. But I wound up trimming them all down, and they looked the same size, and they formed, and they looked good also. And they were good. Mm-hmm. They were really good. They just weren't salty enough, and I just felt like they didn't have enough heat to them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, you know, I might get, you know, some people kind of, you know, tell me different. But I actually went and started deboning my chicken thighs, and I was actually getting a little bit better form of chicken pieces that way. Then that way, you know, I can take that skin and wrap it back around and get better looking, you know, more formed chicken about the same size that way. So
Right.
You want me to get off here?
No, hey, who's on? Somebody's on with us. Welcome to the show. Who have we got right there?
Hello?
Hello, hey. Welcome to the show. You're live with us. Who have we got?
Hey, it's Brad Cowan with Skillet Head.
Hey, Brad. Welcome to the show, my man. I'm sorry. I apologize. My studio board has just crashed, and I'm telling you, Daryl's helping me out cue some callers in, and I don't know... it's just going crazy tonight. We're just taking calls. If they call in, they queued in. And if you want to talk, man, welcome, welcome, welcome. Are you ready for the cook this weekend?
Well,
yeah, we're loading the trailer this afternoon, getting all of our equipment cleaned up, prepared, and, you know, going to head out first thing Friday morning.
Man, excited to meet you. Can't wait to meet you and ready to have a good cook with you. And we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we last weekend we did a whole lot of practice. A lot of friends and family of mine pre-purchased about 34 Boston butts. So we did those last weekend and, you know, got our pork where we think we want it, and hopefully we'll have a top call on that.
Can't wait, you know, can't wait for you here. Wish you the very best, you know. We are in it to win it. We all are. We all there to have a good time, and we're going to give it all our best. And I just wish everybody the best, you know. And that's just, we'll just see how it goes down. Have you had a chance to see our grand champion, reserve grand champion trophies?
Well, I seen them at work, and I work in a part of an office in a factory, and I got everybody together, you know, because if I'm not talking about work, I'm talking about barbecue. And got everybody together and showed them these trophies, and everybody there was blown away by them, including myself.
I'm telling you, Cody Archie did a fantastic job putting these trophies together. I got to give a big shout out to Cody. I mean, he's just done a great job. I greatly appreciate him. We are friends. We've been friends a long time. And he had called me and said he wanted to build the trophies, make the trophies. And Nolan's as a sponsor for our TBA first championship cook. And hopefully they'll continue to be with us from here on out until the end of times. But he just did a fantastic, phenomenal job. Guys, if y'all listening in, go to my Facebook page, Chris Chadwick, or go to the Tennessee Q Association group page and check those trophies out. The Grand Champion, Reserve Grand Champion trophies are unique, one of a kind. Never see another one like them. They're going to be very special, and whoever wins these deserves them. So I can't wait. We're going to have a great cook, and just look forward to making TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association, bigger and better next year. This whole year, we're going to work hard to strive to do that. And this is a cook for cooks. So hats off, Cody Archie. You did a fantastic job. I mean, they are definitely one of a kind. That is no doubt about it. We're just excited. I know y'all are probably tired of hearing me talk about this, but it's took a lot of work to get all this organized and things to come together, and we just wanted to run smooth and have one of the best championship cook-offs we can possibly have, and just worked real hard about it. The GC trophy it's a whole cooker. It is a cooker, but it's a miniature cooker. It's the same thing as a real cooker, but it's a miniature. And matter of fact, you might be able to even light a fire in it. Who knows? Because it looks pretty cool. I mean, from the burn box on the back to the chamber to the doors to the stacks. I mean, it's detailed out to the hilt. It's really a phenomenal trophy. So whoever wins that's going to have a trophy piece to talk about for the rest of their lives. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying to cook for it myself.
Yeah, me too. Me too. We're all in it to win it. We're just going to have a good time. And you know, that's what a competition's all about. But, you know, at the end of the day, whoever walks away with it, we're going to give them all a hand. Whoever it is, and we're going to be upset because we're not taking it home. But we live to cook another day. That's what we do in barbecue. It sure is. But Roy, have you seen those trophies? You need to go on the TBA side and check those out.
Yeah, I actually looked at them today. Whenever I was working really hard at work, but yeah. They really look good.
You said that really, really convincing. I seen them today when I was really working hard at work. Now that didn't sound too convincing, Roy Powell.
Well, whenever you got soldiers underneath of you, you know, you have to supervise.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
While you Facebook a little bit.
I can only imagine you supervising. That's scary.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, mercy. But you know what, guys? This show right here is all about barbecue. It's all about us as cooks, as going to events, cooking events, whatever we're doing to prep for the events, whatever we're doing to go cook the events. It's all about us. So I encourage you to call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. I promise I will do my best to get you queued in. We have somebody else running helping with the board this evening, so if I can't get you queued in, he will. And would love to have you to call in and talk barbecue with us. We've got some great people in the house, had some great people call in already. We'd love to talk a little bit about your next event. So call in 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. We would love to have you. So call on in, guys. Don't be shy. It's time to let the smoke roll and talk some barbecue. That is a mouthful, guys. I've got to take a breath after that one. We've always got something going on. We did have a new caller calling.
Yeah, Barn got us on the line. Hey, we got somebody from New York City calling in.
Well, there you go, guys. I'm telling you. Barn got us on the line.
212-380. Go ahead.
Is that me?
That's you. Who we got? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. This is Johnny Love from huntspoint.com. How are you today?
Fine, Johnny. How are you doing this evening?
Just another day in paradise.
Amen, brother. Amen. What you got cooking? You've got you've got some fantastic meat specials and meat deals going on, don't you?
We're always working to find the best meats for the barbecue community out there. And we're always really offering the best prices that we can and the best quality. And, you know, we look to save our customers money on the shipping as well. We do everything we can for our customers.
Well, you know what? That's what it's all about. You know, everybody, you know, you put a good product out, standing behind it, representing it, and that's just how you do it. That's just good business. Proud to have you calling in. What's going on there with
So you know what I wanted to talk about today? I was listening in earlier about chicken. And
yes.
my question was the following. You know, a lot of times people cook chicken, and the chicken that's out there, it's just this really generic chicken that grows up really quickly. It's really soft. And do the judges really like that type of chicken, or are they looking for something that they could bite into and chew? That's really my question. What do you guys think about that one?
That's a good question. You know, I tell you what, I wish I knew, I wish I could tell you. This chicken that we buy, I'm telling you, the local groceries, as far as trying to support your hometown grocer, it's very challenging, especially going to a competition, because, you know, you do have a few premium chicken manufacturers out there that quote organic. You know, it's different color. The skin has no fat on it, and I don't do enough of it to. I can't tell you personally the opinion. You know, it's all opinionated, but I that's a good question. I would love to know myself, because chicken is a subject, is a topic that will blow your mind every time, especially on turn-ins and scores. You think you cook the best chicken of your life, and you get your scores back, and they've hammered you down, just like hammering a nail in a board in a coffin. The chicken. I personally like a good textured, firmer chicken. But if you're aware of any kind of, when you prep chicken, how mushy it is. You know, I usually discard those thighs automatically. I go with a little firmer chicken. I try to keep it a little tighter rolled, and I keep it a little tighter panned where it'll present a little larger and a little bolder. So I prefer something like that. Now, do you have a product as far as a chicken, an organic type firmer chicken? Do you have a product like that in your line?
We actually don't, and I'm not calling to promote myself. Don't misunderstand.
To better
understand.
Sure.
Because you know, I was born in New York City, right? And
right.
I'm a city boy, and now I'm a country boy, and you know, we raise our own chickens. And I noticed a big difference between the type of chickens that you buy in the stores and when you actually grow a chicken and raise a chicken. And the chickens that they have, for the most part, that people will grow and eat, those are the type of chickens that, you know, you raise them for about 12 weeks and they're finished. You're done.
Yeah.
And those chickens that you grow on your, even on your own, they have a little, they have some, they have a lot more texture than the stuff that they sell at the supermarket. And then at the same time, you know, I grow my own chickens, and they're older birds, you know, and we found that those birds have a lot of texture and a lot of bite in them. You know, I mean, they're, I don't want to call them chewy, but it's kind of like chicken back when we were kids.
Right. Well, I'm gonna tell you a story real quick. When we moved back to Tennessee from South Carolina, our neighbor across the street was an older gentleman that had a huge chicken coop behind his house, and this was in the city limits, okay? I mean, he had, it's like he built one, and then he built another and another and another behind and kept on making the coops larger. Well, we always had fresh eggs, which the eggs, a fresh chicken egg is better than any store-bought grocery store egg ever. The yolks are richer. The yolks are deeper yellow. It's more flavorful. They're just better eggs. Well, as far as chickens, it wasn't a week go by that he wouldn't go out in his coop and he would get a chicken, wring its neck, cut its head, pluck its feathers, boil the feathers off of it, and fry it up and bring us a plate of fried chicken at least once a week. And we got used to that. And then when we, you know, then when he was actually, you know, he actually got older and he couldn't do that anymore, the chicken never tasted the same ever. I mean, there's definitely a difference in chickens. I let my daughter raise chickens, and we raise chickens here at my house, which we live in the country. And I'm telling you, the eggs are better, the chicken is better. I agree. I firmly agree with the chicken being better because it's not pumped full of steroids and grown in what, a time frame of less than, I don't know what the time frame is, less than 30 days. I don't know. It's quicker than that, I'm
12
sure.
Week, 12 weeks.
12 weeks.
And 12 weeks is pushing it. 8 to 12 weeks, basically.
Okay. Well, so you know, it's you know, Kentucky has a lot of chicken houses, and I've heard stories about some of the chicken houses in Kentucky about, you know, how fast they grow, and you know, they're so big they can't even walk, and they're just laying there, and you know, they just keep
fed.
But I would definitely say, chicken, farm-raised chicken, or organic, you know, that's raised on its own time, it's going to be better. It's got to be. It's got to be. But I
would
love
to ask. We've got another caller, 936-355.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Johnny, appreciate you calling in. Stay with us. We've got another caller, 936-355. You're on with us live. Who have we got?
That's Stacy Lawler.
Stacy Lawler, Swamp Doggy Barbecue. What's going on tonight, my friend?
Oh, not much.
Man, I don't have any control over the board tonight. I've got Big D. He is running the board for me and queuing all the callers in. I can't even see when I have a caller in or not. So he is taking care of that for me. Welcome to the show. What, you know, have you got any cooks going on? What's going on with the Swamp Donkeys right now?
We got a couple comps coming up, but I'm going to miss out on them. I passed them by to do some catering jobs. I probably won't do any comps until mid-May.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know what you're saying. When you're called upon and you've got a comp to do or a catering to do, I understand where it's at. It's at the catering. I've had to make that decision several times myself. And us
it's
barbecue
pretty hard
guys,
to pass
you know,
up a guarantee, but
you got it. We can't pass it up. You know, we're all out there trying to make a living and trying to make it better. And when somebody thinks enough of us to ask us to do one for them, you know, we're going to do it. You know, bottom line, we're going to make it happen for them. And if it's a matter of missing a competition, we just have to miss it. And man, hands off, I'm the same way. I am the same way. So the cater, is it a big event? Is it a smaller event? What are you going to cook for them?
I want brisket and chicken at this one this weekend, and it's only like 75 people, I think.
Well, that's a pretty good load, though, 75. You know, brisket and chicken, you're going to do your sides naturally, aren't you?
No, so they're providing sides.
Well,
all
you know
what? All I got to worry about is the meat.
The meat, that's, I tell you. That's the way I like to do it also, and I do, you know, I do it either way. I'll do the meat and sides,
I don't do dessert or drinks. You know, I let him take care of that, but meat or meat inside is my specialty, and anything they want, I'll cook it up for them.
Yeah, I see the trophies y'all put on the Facebook today.
What do you think about those?
Y'all State Championship. Man, they're tight. I like them.
They are. They're top-notch. I do have to give a big shout-out to Cody Archie. He designed those right there at Nolan's Custom Cookers, and he designed them and built them, and he did a fantastic job. I'm very proud, and I appreciate what he did for me and for the Tennessee Barbecue Association to make it even that much better. And I tell you what, I'm just proud to have them on board. You know, it's a lot of special guys in the barbecue world. No matter what state they're from, you know, we've got a big family here, and we keep supporting each other and keep doing what's right, and it's gonna work, you know?
Yes,
sir. That one pit is built just like a full-size smoker.
I thought it was a little miniature smoker that you could kind of play with if you wanted to, you know, throw a couple steaks in it or something.
I'm just almost going to say you might be able to open it up and fire it up, I'm telling you. I mean, this did a fine job, down to the detail, the welding, I mean, the doors, the back burn box, the burn barrel, the stacks, the cutoffs on the stacks. I mean, just did an awesome job. You know, that's not a trophy you can put together in a day or two. He's done a lot of work.
Yeah.
Done a lot of work on that, and I appreciate it. You know, we've got a lot of great guys in the Tennessee Barbecue Association, and it's just it's a pleasure to know them and meet them. And the more we get into this, the more we meet them. Just like meeting you, you're from Texas, meeting all the other Texas connections, all the other Texas guys, meeting guys all over the country, all over the state. I mean, it's just a special bond. I can't say it enough. You know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's true. You know, we just got a lot of great guys in this sport, and hell, they'll do anything they can to help you or help me or help each other, and that helps me get by every day. You know, it really does.
It's hard. You'd be hard pressed to find bad people in the barbecue community.
You know what? You're right. You're right, and I can't say it enough. I'm just proud to be a part of it. Proud to be a part of the whole thing, and just trying to make our mark and be a positive influence on some people and some guys and help them out. And that's what we do. That's how we roll. I think we lost Roy Powell. He's gone. Maybe he'll call back in a minute. Oh, Roy, we hate to miss Roy. He's always a part of the Q crew. We've always liked Stacy, you part of it, and we've also got Blake Moody. Hadn't heard from Blake in a few days, and he was lucky enough to win a new custom hinge off of Barn Goddess's show last night. Got to give Blake Moody a big shout-out. You know, we got great shows every night of the week, and I know, Stacy, you support all our shows, and I really appreciate that. You know, we got Lance Moore. He's fantastic. I'm sorry, go on.
I was just saying, I like to help kind of spread the word on this because I appreciate having this type of media outlet to listen and learn things, you know. I mean, hell, don't none of us know it all.
That's right. No, you're right. I'm constantly learning. I mean, when we quit learning, when we get too old to quit learning, we in trouble. And you know, a wise man says you're never too old to learn something new. And you know, we've got a great lineup. You know, we've got Lance Moore on Sunday nights, talking West Texas Pitmaster. And keeping it real, you know, Lance is a fantastic fellow, great guy. Looks like a cowboy through and through now, I'm telling you. And then you got Monday night, Chris Fulmer carries on with a great show Monday night. Tuesday night, you got
Lori Frazee right there out of Florida doing her Barn Goddess show, and I mean it's fantastic. She is a super great person. I had the pleasure of meeting her, and she is just a fantastic gal. I mean, she is fine. And then you got me here on Wednesday nights. Just we just talk and go wherever it needs to go. Love everybody, and going to keep supporting barbecue. Thursday night, then you got John Reeves smoking it out at Smoking X. John loves to talk it up. You know, he has sports and a few other things going on. And Red Dirt Lisa, you know, it's always fun to listen to John's show. And Friday night, you've always got Big D in the house. Carrying on, keeping it going, keeping something happening on Friday nights, you know, on Friday Night Lights, you know. And sometimes we're doing it live from a big event, or sometimes he's carrying it on. Like, we're going to do it Friday Night Lights live in Paris, Tennessee this weekend. And I can't wait for
that.
That's
it.
We've got a 573-633 and an
806-543.
Go ahead,
fellas.
All right. Let's get them guys in
here, too. What is going on?
Let's see. There's one of them right there, John Reeves. What's happening? We're just carrying on, talking about barbecue. We got Swamp Donkey, Stacey Lawler in the house with us live, and Big D's running the board for me tonight. I just can't get it to work. And we've had a lot of guys calling in and just having a good show, just talking a little this and that. It's always barbecue right here.
Yes, sir.
What's going
yes,
on,
sir.
Ladies?
Ladies?
I feel like I should churchy now or something. I don't...
I think we might have Frank Cox from Smoker Builder on here.
Well, if we got Frank, welcome Frank, too. Well, I'm just glad to have all you guys in the house. You know, we're just talking a little barbecue. Let me ask you, we've really been talking, you know, I've been doing some practice chicken today, and I've got to where I really love to do chicken. And I can scrape that skin, I can shave that fat off that skin in no time anymore. I can shave it off. And I always thought I'd never be able to do that. But the question I put out to everyone, and I want y'all's opinion, guys, it's just, on chicken, I can make it look good, and I can make it taste good. But how hot is too hot for the judges? What are you looking for there, guys? How hot is too hot for the judges? You want them to lick their lips and want to take a glass, drink a glass of water after they eat it, or do you just want them to take a bite and put it down and go on to the next one?
I don't know. I guess you just want it to almost make them want a glass of water. But I can't remember who I heard say this one time, but you know, when you cook your barbecue, the trick to winning is to be the less offensive flavor profile.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, it's a tough call there. I just don't know how much is too much, and you know, I'm not smoking them out and burning them down, but I want them to lick
probably
your lips.
Probably varies, you know, depending on where you're cooking at, and like us down here at IBCA, some of these cooks you go to, you liable to have mostly senior citizens as judges. You know, depending on where it's being held at, you know, you got to take that into account sometimes down here.
Right, right.
You know, and then, like, my brisket tastes just fine to me, but if I was to, you know, go up around Tennessee or something, you know, they might think it's just burning up.
You're right.
Man, I've struggled with chicken since last summer. Got some final table stuff, but haven't got a top 10 in the chicken, so, man, I don't know. That's our weak point is chicken. We've tried some new stuff, so we're going to try some new recipes to see what, you know, if we can start hitting again with chicken. But man, I'm absolutely the absolute wrong person to be talking to about chicken.
Well, in that case, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Well, tell us some of that.
You still don't know who this is.
I know who it is.
I'll tell you what my opinion is. A lot of teams have won with Texas pepper jelly, and I think if you use that, that's a good, like, standard for heat. And there's been so many teams, like a lot of Bull Barbecue, you know, come through and sweep a whole lot of KCBS down through the southeast, and Texas pepper jelly is always his number one. There's a lot of teams doing that.
Are you talking like the bird bath? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like either put it in your barbecue sauce or use it as a coating at the end.
I've used the bird bath just like as if it was a glaze all on its own and did decent. You know, got top 10.
Dipping it. Yeah. Dipping this big, like at the very end, dipping it in pepper jelly, Texas pepper jelly. I don't know about the rest of them now, but I know about that one.
Yeah. I'd love for y'all to start telling some secrets so maybe I can learn something.
Yeah. Smoking Okie's got a chicken soap called The Solution. That's some pretty dang good stuff, too. I've been playing with that for about a month and a half now at the house. And that's good stuff. It gets down deep in that chicken. It don't matter if it's a chicken half or a thigh.
I tell you what, that Texas pepper jelly, I've never really tasted it, but once or twice, and it tastes almost like a flavored simple syrup, you know, something a little thicker than a simple syrup.
But, the problem is if it's thicker than that, it'll glop up on your chicken. Because of the syrup, it'll make an even coat.
You see what
I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. I tell you what, the shine, I didn't even take pictures today of that chicken I cooked today because as soon as it come off the pit, I started eating. And it was really good, but I'm going to tell you, it had some kick to it, you know, and I'm just concerned it's got too much, and I'm trying to back it off a little bit, but I don't know how much to back it off. So, Archie, what about you? What's your suggestion on chicken? I'm curious to hear you, chicken man.
Throw it on there and let it go, son. Just throw it on there and let it go.
Don't say all that now. We want to hear something about it. And we have the creator of those.
I'll be honest with you. I am simple. I do not do a lot with my chicken at all. You know, I used to inject brine and all that stuff, and I don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, I feel you. I think the injection is
My whole philosophy on competition cooking is it's all won in the last 15 minutes.
You don't got it. Execution. You're right.
I mean, I'm being honest. I mean, I've cooked some bad things the whole cook, and then at the end, the way you finish it, it just, you know, makes it totally different. So that's why I don't even worry about the cook. I just worry about the last 15, 20 minutes.
I believe that. I mean, I believe that execution, how you're finishing it up. You're right. You're exactly right. And that chicken is always, always interesting to finish out. You know, I like chicken and I do it a lot. But like I said earlier, my last first place call on chicken, I charred my sauce and it looked like barbecue grilled chicken. And it didn't have skin on it. It was my last first place call.
So how many of y'all ready for this weekend?
I'm ready. I'm ready to have a good time and go cook and get to see you.
Who's all on the line? Who's all coming to the competition that's on the line?
We have had Brad Cowan in the house with us. He's coming down to cook skillet and barbecue. I don't know if Brad's still in the house or not. I was talking to Fraz earlier. He's going to come down and be a part. He's going to, I think he's going to try to come in and judge and help Daryl, and he's going to be whatever we need.
Yeah, I hope he'll co-host. I wanted to check with you on that, Chris.
Yeah, you're not available. I was talking about putting him on the list.
Well, that's fine. He's coming in to help, too. And it's going to be a great time.
Hey, now, let me ask y'all something. On the last couple of videos I did, competition chicken, you know, on my morning show, you know, I scraped it, cooked it, you know, got it all the way to the end. Dipped it in chicken, put pepper jelly on it, and the first two pieces I ate right then were fantastic. But 20 or 30 minutes later, if you turn it in, how long do you think the judging will be? I mean, it'll be 15 minutes before it's eaten, won't it? In 15 minutes when I ate it, most of the flavor was gone. I mean, I don't know if in the resting period the chicken ate it or what, but do you guys let it rest before you put, you know, put your final sausage and whatever on it?
Well, I try to set my sauce and set my chicken, and then after I set it, I put it in the box and send it on. I don't actually let it. I try to dry it out and let it rest a little bit, but
I don't know anybody who does let it rest.
You know, who knows? I really can't say on that. That resting, it's important to let everything rest. And I would
it
say
sure does eat the barbecue sauce. I wonder if there's people who like. They have an excellent product when they put it in the box, but by the time it reaches the judges and that 15 minutes goes by, you know, half their flavor is eaten by the, you know, sucked up into the chicken and it disappears. And,
right.
Darryl, I'd say you're correct on that.
Hey, Chris, I'm fishing around, brother. I'll catch y'all later down the road.
Okay, Stacy. Appreciate you calling in, man. I hope you have a good evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks
a
lot. Call back now. You're always welcome
yes,
right
sir.
Here.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. But I'll tell you, that's a good question, Darryl. I'm sure it does. I'm sure the time takes its toll on the turn-in box, especially on chicken, because it's going to be a lot. It's going to change the flavor profile quite a bit.
I just wonder if, you know, maybe like the better cooks, if they say turn the first turn in is at 11, they'll get their chicken completely done by 10:30, let it rest 15 or 20 minutes, and then, you know, dip it. Maybe put it in, bring it out, dip it, and then put on the pepper jelly. But even in some of the biggest things I've done as far as training, I'm not even going to say I don't want to go that far because I don't want to give a lot away, but they never did, never let it rest. They never, it was straight up boom, 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 in the box and it's gone.
Right.
But now that I've done it, come in the house 15 minutes later, it's like, well, hell, it was fantastic out there by the table. What happened to the flavor when it came to the house? You know?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't know.
You use that pepper jelly. Well, I'm going to tell you that pepper jelly is good. But I'll tell you what. One of my new sauces, the Daigle's barbecue sauces, the gourmet line of sauces, you haven't tried any, but when you get it this weekend, you'll see what I'm talking about. It has got some phenomenal flavors. And that's DaiglesBarbecueSauce.com. It's their new website. They've got several different flavors. And I'm telling you, the color it'll give that chicken, it's pretty good. I mean, I have no complaints with it at all. It's good stuff. But
is that what you're
going to
be using this weekend, Chris?
That's what I'm going to use. So I like it. I like all the flavors. And I'll have some for you.
If you want to try it, I'll have some for you.
Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I have to go put it on the morning show.
Yeah. Well, you'll have some this weekend. I've got extra. He is one of the sponsors. You know, we've got our championship of champions cook. We've got Nolan's custom Nolan's custom cookers. We have we also have Hunter Charcoal. We have Green Mountain Grills. We have Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. We have Harold's Hogwash. We have Dirty South Barbecue Sauce. We have a few other sponsors also. I mean, these guys have really stepped up and helped us out. We're going to have a phenomenal it's going to be good. So we've got a lot of great guys involved and a lot of great people helping us out here. So we're just going to, you know, I've got to give a big shout out to all our sponsors there. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce has helped us out all last year. We have just several guys behind us and great people. So I'm just proud to have them all helping us out. We just want to sponsor them, and we want to represent our sponsors and represent their products. We just got to give them all a big shout-out for helping us out.
Well, Chris, you ready for BSPN?
We are ready for BSPN to be in the house, covering all the action live. We're going to put you in the spot, in the spotlight, in the limelight. You're going to be the man of the hour. Somebody was, my nephew was telling me last night, he said, you know, we heard it, BSPN was coming. And he said, that's something like ESPN, but it's better. He said, it's BSPN. I said, really? He said, why? He said, some kind of barbecue, something coming to Paris. We heard it on the radio. And I said, you know what? That's exactly right. And it's going to be big. Matter of fact, I had a radio interview this morning at 7:30. We had about a 20-minute radio interview this morning talking about the championship of champions. We're talking about BSPN coming from South Carolina. We just put it out there. It's over the airwaves, FM. It's everywhere, papers, word of mouth, and FM. We really advertising it out, so it's going to be exciting.
Well, I got bumper stickers. Hold your hats. I got BSPN bumper stickers, and I've got beverage. No, that you put under a drink.
Coasters.
Yeah, I got beverage coasters with BSPN on it. So we're going to bring a little stuff down there. And I tell you, really excited about the logo. Chris, I believe we got something, buddy.
I have no doubt it's going to be great. It just keeps on growing and growing. Daryl, by any chance, what you need to do before you get off the internet tonight is go to the Tennessee Barbecue Association and look at these championship and reserve grand and grand championship trophies right here from Nolan's Custom Smokers. I mean, Cody did a great job. Cody did a fantastic job building these trophies, and we've got to give him a big round of applause and a big old barbecue superstars. Hell yeah!
I didn't know he made trophies. That's big, man.
It is. It's fantastic. I mean, you got to look at them. I mean, they're dynamite.
And I look forward to bringing home one with me.
Well, you know what? We look forward to you bringing them, but you can't take them home with you. You just hang that up. We want you to bring them and leave.
I was going to leave it in the truck.
Oh, there they are. I see them. My God, Cody, how'd you do all that, Neil?
I got a lot of good help.
Man, that's beautiful.
Yeah, everybody at the shop worked on those.
The thing about those kind of trophies is You ain't got a little plate down there at the bottom of the baseball trophy. You try to figure out what in the world you want. You stand 30 feet away from that and look over. You know exactly where it was, what place you got, the whole nine yards. And I tell you what, now, he did a fantastic professional job. Cody, I didn't know you could do all that. We've got to start sending some business your way.
I did see
it.
It kind of
depends. Absolutely awesome.
Man, they're phenomenal.
Got the pins. That one, the smoker, it took a lot of time to do that one because it's built the same way as our smokers are built. So it took a little bit to do that one. The one on the left, I can make those, you know, repeatedly. But the one on the right takes a lot of manpower and everybody in the shop, you know, put everything together and, you know, we kind of designed later thing out and everybody at the shop had a hand in it putting them together. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. But, yeah, I think the one on the left, the reserve grand, I think it's like 28 inches tall. And then the smoker's 2 foot by, I think, 34 inches tall is what it is. It weighs about 40 pounds, 40 to 50 pounds.
Well, you know,
well, it's not a lot. It's not going to blow away.
If that one on the right took a little time, that just means you charge a little more money for it. And
that's right.
You get
that
paid
one
for what you're doing. It's red hot. I mean, that's worth money right there.
Yeah, I just wanted
something.
I just wanted them to have something unique that, you know, nobody else had. And I thought about it for a while, trying to figure out what the best scenario was to, you know, get something that nobody else has. And I just sat down and think about it, and boss man thinking about it, and we was like, hey, let's build a small smoker and, you know, and let them have that as a trophy.
Now, I'll tell you something else, and I'll put this out there. Where you've done that on that smoker, the first thing the general public does when they walk by and look at a team is they look at the smoker. And if you've got that plate, that fancy design and your logo on it, they're going to get hit right in the face with your brand. And I can see where that would be a huge tool for any barbecue cook out there trying to promote his brand and his team, because I know the first thing I do with the camera, I always walk around the trailer. The first thing I want to do is shoot down on what that cooker looks like. Ain't that true, Hog County?
That's right. I'm telling you, you hit it right on the head right there. I mean, it's all about the look and the flair and what you got and how you roll with it. And whether it's a Weber grill on a trailer with a little bling bling or a big old pit that you built from this and that, you know, it's all about the cooker and how you use it.
Now we got us another caller, 931-703. Who we got in the house?
But anyhow, guys, I'm telling you, it's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to getting to see all of you. It's just going to be like a big old family reunion. And we're just going to have a good time with it, and that's what it's about.
So I'm excited for y'all. I think it's going to be a big time.
Well, wish, it's a shame we're so far away from each other because we can have a lot of fun. It's you know, I don't know exactly how far we are, but John's right there in Lubbock, Texas, and we're here in McKenzie, Tennessee, and there's a little distance in between us.
Yes, really, there is. That's all right. You're all going to be in Texas soon. I got a phone call today. I'll call you in the morning.
Well, all right. That sounds great, too.
It's all fixing
Darryl,
to go
ready
down.
To go back to Texas? It's all going to go down. Darryl,
I've been waiting to hear word because we want to bring BSDN and the whole crowd down there April 25th and 26th. And I tell you what, once we get past Tennessee and the TBA, that's going to light the fires. That's going to kick the tires because we've got a lot of shows coming up in a row. We better get ready. BSDN will be coming to a town near you. But I tell you where it's going to explode. And that's down there on the west side of Texas. It's going to explode down there. we're going to have the biggest weekend Barbecue Superstars has ever had on that weekend. And, John, you've been a big part of helping that happen. Chris, you're always the foundation, buddy. We couldn't run Barbecue Superstars without you, and I love you. And she's out there in San Marcos, and my man right there, John Reeves, made it all happen for us, literally. We got in his truck. He knew where to go. He knew where and when we were supposed to be where. And I tell you what, all those classes and videos, I come out of San Marcos with 70 videos, with 40 hours of video that I put up now, and 90% of that was because of John Reeves helping me. I'm going to tell you something. Barbecue Superstar is a huge group of fantastic people that work together to make this the number one barbecue media outlet in the world, or none. Nobody can bring media to barbecue like Barbecue Superstars, and it ain't because of me. It's not because of me. It's because of everybody that's involved. I just want to thank you, buddy.
I think it's a big group effort. I think it's everybody working together, and I really, truly believe that. You know, I think that our Superstars, you know, BSPN is try to be imitated, but it's never duplicated. I think we're really onto something, and, you know, I just love working with y'all.
That's right.
Me too.
You know, we've got a great bunch of guys right here, and we're keeping it happening. And you are right. We are the force. Behind it. We are the barbecue media, and we keep pushing it. I believe it, Daryl. John will take care of you. Now, he knows all about that Texas, and he'll take care of you. Just Texas style.
Really? All you got to know is Texas is about the interstate, because everything flows off the interstate. The only problem is the town never quits. You go for 100 miles, and it's town on both sides of the interstate. So the hardest thing is figuring out which town you're in.
Well, you know, we just, that's, I tell you what, Texas is a great state. You know, that's what we were talking about, what, last Thursday night, John, on your show, when Mo Kaysen was on, and
yeah,
talking about that Texas hospitality, and that's just what it's all about, guys. And it's the barbecue world, it's the hospitality. But we got it going on. We're going to keep making it happen. You know what? Like John said, often duplicated, but they can't replicate. You know, they can't, you know, they just can't be what we're doing. They can't do it. And
yes,
we're just gonna keep rocking it out and pushing forward, keeping it positive and making it happen. And the haters will hate, the lovers will love. And that's just the bottom line. And we just going to keep rocking it out, that's for sure. I mean, we believe in it. We're promoting barbecue and promoting everybody in it, and we keep it real. And you can't ask for anything else. No, that's just common.
Well, that's just there's common. One thing I will say. I support every barbecue team in America, every catering company, and everybody with a restaurant, every vendor. If you're out there, you got your hands in it, Barbecue Superstars wants you to win it. And we support every team. If you load up your trailer on Thursday to go out there on Friday and Saturday, we want you on the air because we want you to make money, and I'm here for you. My whole purpose in life is to support those who support barbecue competition by loading up. So come on, get on Chris Chadwick, get on John Reeves, get on Lance Moore, get on these shows and talk about your barbecue teams so you can start making money, because, hey, it takes money to compete, don't it?
It sure does, guys. And you know what? We're in the real world. We worry about how we go into the next competition just like everybody else, I'm telling you. And
that's the challenge.
It is. It's a very tough challenge. And you know, we just keep our heads in the grind and keep supporting barbecue. And, you know, things happen and fall into place where we can go. But I'm thankful to get to go as much as I get to go. And
and just keep supporting and keep rolling and going. So I'm just thankful to be out there in it as much as I am, you know. And like I said earlier in the show, I thank you because you lit the fire under me when you sent me that Facebook message one morning, asked me to come on your show, and I got excited about that. I called in your show, didn't say a whole heck of a lot, and then called in another one, and I heard a little girl talking TBA. Her name was Audrey Evans, and then somebody talking FBA, and I said, why can't Tennessee have a TBA?
So, there you go.
You know, that's what started it all. And as far as TBA goes, that can go TNT, Tennessee or Texas. Texas Barbecue Association, you know, it's never too, that state ain't too small to have something like that. So you never know what happens next. But I tell you what, guys, it's amazing how fast. I was a little late getting home from work this evening and started out a little late. And, Daryl, I sure appreciate you coming in and helping me with this board because it's still not working for me. And
I got you.
And it's I don't know why, but it's just really showed off tonight, and we just had a great time. And I appreciate y'all, everybody's help and support and helping me because I sure try to help y'all, and that's just what it's all about.
Well, Chris, if you would text me your address because I'm headed that way in the morning. We'll leave at 8 o'clock. Try to. I'm
okay,
already
brother,
loaded up and ready to go.
You've loaded up, excited, and ready to come to Tennessee. We're ready to have a great time.
TBA, baby, TBA.
I'm telling you, I'm ready, too. We're going to have a big time, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon, and can't wait, and I will. I'll talk to you soon. Guys, I tell you what, it's been a great time tonight, and I sure appreciate everybody calling in. And as always, I want to give everybody a little shout-out and let them know how everybody can get in touch with you. John, the number's going out right here. I've got about 5% left on my phone, so we got to do this quick. John, give everybody a shout-out real quick. Let them know who you are and what's going on, and then we'll go from there to Cody and give Cody a shout-out, and we'll just go from there, okay?
That sounds good, man. My name's John Reeves. I'm a Smoking Eggs Barbecue right here in Lubbock, Texas. We are the Thursday night host of the X Nation Barbecue Show. Appreciate you having me on, Chris. It's always a pleasure. Good buddy. I can't wait to see you here in a couple, 3 weeks, and have a big time. We're going to have a huge show tomorrow night on Thursday night. I invite you and Daryl, Chris, everybody to join in. We're going to have some MBBQA talking, and the Shad's going to join us. So, you know, Linda's going to come on, and we're going to just talk it up for a while. So join us tomorrow night. I appreciate it.
Sounds great, John. Thank you, brother. Talk to you in the morning.
See you later, buddy. Sounds good.
All right. Cody, are you still around? Cody, give everybody a shout-out.
Yeah, I'm hanging around still. Just a little bit.
We got to hear from our brother Cody now.
All right. I ain't really got a lot to say. I'm kind of waiting for Saturday. Drug everything out of the cabinet I cooked with last year, threw it in the tote wall, go, and I'm ready to go. I haven't made anything new. Everything's old. I ain't even fired up the smoker since last August or October. So,
you know what? If you need any help, I got you back. So, man, I love you. I love you, brother, and I'll do anything I can for you, and that's the truth. So, we're looking forward to seeing you, and I hope you have a safe trip down here, and if you need me, just call me, okay? And you did a fantastic job on those trophies.
We'll see you Friday morning.
I appreciate you calling in. All right, see you Friday morning, brother. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Later. And Roy Powell, you with us again, brother. Come on, give everybody a shout-out and let them know who you are.
Hey, yeah, I'm back. I had to run to the store.
That's all right. At least you called back. That's what I call a great friend and a true supporter, too. So I'm proud of you. Give everybody a shout-out and let them know who you are.
All right. Hey, this is Roy Powell from Fort Carson, Colorado. You can find us Assault from the Sky Barbecue is our team name. You can look us up on Facebook, my personal page or my actual team page. I need to update it a little bit, but it's there, pictures, contact info. give me a shout. I got to say a couple things, you know, our sponsors. Of course, last couple years we've been sponsored by Strube, and we're going into our third year being sponsored by Strube Ranch again. So then I've got to announce, got a new sponsor today is Mountain High Service Dogs out of Monument, Colorado here. That's the actual company that we purchased my daughter's seizure dog Stella from. So we welcome them aboard to the Salt from the Sky barbecue cruise. So.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's great, Roy. Proud to hear it. Proud to hear it. Well, I hope you have a good evening, and I sure appreciate you calling in. As always, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. And anytime you need me, just give me a call, okay? If I can help.
Oh, I will.
All right, Roy. Have a good evening.
All right. You too, Chris.
All right. Appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
Good night. Man, I tell you, Big D, we've had a lot of callers call in tonight.
Wow.
And I just really appreciate all of them calling in. Got a lot of great friends all over the country. That's what barbecue's all about. And I know I say it a lot, but it's a truth. And it's just an honor to be a part of all the friendship, you know. And we just keep letting the smoke roll and having a good time and keeping a smile on our face and cooking it up. Whether we win or lose, we're going to keep cooking regardless and just keep the sport alive. And I want to thank all my sponsors. I want to thank you, Barbecue Superstars, for giving me the opportunity, I don't know, you know, a long time ago. And it started with just that one fall, that one Facebook message, and went from there and just really, really just skyrocketed me because I've done a lot of things in barbecue I never would have thought I would have ever done. And we have a good time doing it. And just being ourselves and representing barbecue superstars, and I just appreciate you giving me that opportunity. I mean, it's barbecue will change your life. I know that might sound kind of silly, but it does. It will, and take you places you never thought you'd went. You know, and I've done quite a few things, and we'll talk more about them later. But I just really appreciate you. I've got to give you a big thank you for that, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'll talk to you just in a little while. I'll call you when we get off the air and get you an address where you can get here. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon, all right?
All right. I'd just like to say to Lori Frazee, Barn Goddess, Tuesday night is the biggest competition in radio barbecue, in barbecue radio in the country, and I'd just like to let everybody know that from my experience in radio, which we've been through a lot of shows, and we've got the best of the best now on the Barbecue Superstars Radio Network. Lori is well organized, and she's bringing huge barbecue information. And, you know, you can have the glitz and glamour over here with no content, but if you'll tune in to Lori Frazee, Barn Goddess, and give her a chance on Tuesday night, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to get a lot of companies coming down in front of you that you didn't know about, which adds up into better barbecue information and a better competition team. So Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, make sure you tune in
That's
to
right.
Barn Goddess Lori Frazee on the main Barbecue Superstars Radio Network, and then listen to whoever you want when she goes off the air. And
yeah,
I appreciate
she's got it
you.
Going on. Yeah, she's
Chris,
got it going on.
You're the foundation, man. I mean, this radio show right here, everybody knows Wednesday night there's only one place to be, and I'm there too. And you're the foundation. You know, we all radiating from you. You in the center letting the smoke roll. We just catch the little breeze as it comes out. And shoot, Chris, I couldn't live without you. And,
well,
everybody needs to plug in.
Good time.
You got
a 15,000
listen show, man.
Well, we just have a good time here, and I'm glad I'm doing something that people want to listen to or call into. You know, I just love it, and I want to keep doing it, and I'm proud to be a part of it. You know, and I tell you what, Barbecue Superstars has brought me a long way. We've done a lot of things together, and I'm not planning on going anywhere. You know, and I've got to give a big shout out to all my sponsors. You know, it's just phenomenal. You know.
Frontier Charcoal, Green Mountain Grills. We've had Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. We've had Junior Reyes up in Rub for Grub. We've had Cook Shack. We have Meat Rake, Grill Great. Goes on. TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Philip Lujan. We've got Sweet Smoke Q out of Florida. Maverick Industries out of New Jersey. I mean, it just keeps going. And I'm
good
thankful
Lord.
For all my
Hell
sponsors.
Yeah.
You know.
That's awesome, man.
And my new sponsor, Daigle's BarbecueSauce.com. Daigle's, it's just got a fantastic line of gourmet sauces. And everybody's so supportive. You know, Dan Udall with the Chop Kansas City Power Injector, you know, that's a fine injector. He got to give Dan a big shout out. He's a good friend and he's got a fantastic product. You've got one of those injectors now, don't you?
Man, that thing's awesome, too.
It's bad boy, I'm telling you. You know, and just the list keeps going on. I mean, I've just got some fantastic people out there and believes in me. And now we've got another sponsor in the works with a big chemical company, major chemical company. I can't even go any further with that yet, but we've got a big email from them the other day. And a cooler company, got some other things going on. So I'm just proud. I'm just proud to be a part, you know. And we're just going to keep letting the smoke roll and keep pumping these products out, keep representing all these teams and just keep rolling.
Man, sounds good. I'm with you.